you know what?
What a plague means my niece to take the death of her brother thus. I'm sure care is an enemy to life.
Shh. By my troth, Sir Toby, you must come in earlier nights. Your cousin, my lady, takes great exception to you ill hours.
Let her accept. Before accepted.
Aye, but you must confine yourself within the modest limits of order.
Confine? I'll confine myself no finer than I am. These clothes are good enough to drink in, and so be these boots. And they be not, let them hang themselves in their own straps.
Aye, but that quaffing and drinking will undo you. I heard my lady talk of it yesterday, and of a foolish knight you brought in one night to be her wooer.
Who, Sir Andrew Aguecheek?
Aye, he.
He's as tall a man as any in Illyria.
What's that to the purpose?
He has 3,000 ducats a year.
Aye, it'll have but a year in all those ducats. He's a very fool and a prodigal.
Fie that you say so. He plays the Violdi Gamboys. And speaks 3 or 4 languages, word for word. Without book, and hath all the good gifts of nature.
Oh, he hath indeed almost natural. For besides that he's a quarreler, he's a great coward. And but that he had the gift of a coward to allay the gust he hath in quarreling, 'tis thought among the prudent, he would quickly have the gift of a grave.
Oh, by this hand they are scoundrels and subtractors that say so of him. Who are they?
They that add, moreover, that he's drunk nightly in your company.
Drinking hells to my niece. I'll drink to her as long as there's passage in my throat. Ah, and drink in Illyria. He's a coward and a coistrel that will not drink to my niece. Till his brains turn over the toe like a parish top. What? Shh! Castellano Vulgo, for here comes Sir Andrew Eguface.
Toby Bout! How now, Sir Toby Bout? Bless you, fair shrew.
Accost, sir.
And you, sir.
Accost.
Good Mistress Accost, I desire better acquaintance.
My name is Mary, sir.
Good Mistress Mary Accost.
You mistake, knight. Accost means front her. Board her.
Woo her.
Assail her!
By my troth, I would not undertake her in this company! Is that the meaning of accost?
Yeah.
Fare you well, gentlemen.
And thou the part so, Sir Andrew, would thou mightest never draw sword again!
Oh, and you part so, mistress, I would I might never draw sword again. Fair lady, do you have fools in hand?
Sir, I have not you by the hand.
But, Mary, you shall, and, here's my hand.
Now, sir, thought is free. I pray you bring your hand to the buttery bar and let it drink.
Wherefore, sweetheart? What's your metaphor?
It's dry, sir.
Are you full of them?
Mary, sir, I have them at my fingers' end. Now I let go your hand. I'm barren.
Oh, dear knight, thou lackest a cup of canary. When have I seen thee so put down?
Never in your life, I fear. Unless you see canary put me down. Sometimes I think I have no more wit than a Christian or an ordinary man has, but I'm a great eater of beef, and I believe it does harm to my wit.
No question.
And I thought that I'd forswear it. I'll ride home tomorrow, Sir Toby.
Pourquoi, my dear knight?
What is pourquoi? Do or not do? Sometimes I wish I'd spent that time in the tongues that I have in fencing, dancing, or bear baiting. Oh, had I but followed the arts.
Then hadst thou an excellent head of hair.
Why, would that it mended my hair?
Oh, it's past question. For thou seest it will not curl by nature.
It becomes thee well enough, does not?
Excellent! It hangs like flax on a distaff. And I hope to see a housewife take thee between her legs and spin it off!
I'll home tomorrow, Sir Toby.
Oh, no.
Your niece will not be seen, or if she be, it's 4-1, she's none of me. The Count himself here hard by woos her.
Well, she'll none of the Count. She'll not match above her degree, neither in estate, years, nor wit. I have heard her swear it. Tut, there's life in it, man!
I'll stay a month. Woo! I'm a fellow of the strangest mind in the world. I delight in mask and revels, sometimes all together.
Are they good at these kickshaws, knight?
As any man in Illyria, once I ever be under the degree of my betters, and yet I would not compare with an old man.
What is thy excellence? In a galliard, knight?
Faith, I can cut a caper.
Oh, and I can cut the mutton to it.
And I think I have the back trick, simply as strong as any man in Illyria.
Wherefore are these things hid? Wherefore have these gifts a curtain before them? Are they like to take dust, like Mr. Small's picture? Why dost thou not go to church in a galliard? Oh, and come home in a coranto? Why, my very walk would be a jig. I would not so much as make water, but in a syncopace. What dost thou mean? Is it a world to hide virtues in? Oh, I did think, by the excellent constitution of thy leg, that it was formed under the star of a galliard.
Aye, 'tis strong, and it doesn't differ well in a flame-colored stock.
Yes.
Shall we set about some revels?
What should we do else? Were we not born under Taurus?
Taurus, that's sides.
And heart! Oh, no, sir. Huh? It's legs and thighs! Let me see the caper! Oh, higher! Excellent!